This is the Patchwork Suite, a collection of newly composed works based on a classical theme and inspired in part by a visual art form. Across the course of the season, we'll piece the suite together as we delve into the stories of the creatives involved. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, your Patchwork Suite host, and the theme I've shared with composers for Season 2 is a classical guitar lament called An Episode of Life, from the Songs Without Words by Madame Sidney Pratton. Each composer has interpreted this theme in their own way, having drawn some inspiration from a mural of choice. Any mural, indoor or outdoor, and so we allow the music to transport us there. Well, your host is in the hot seat again. After submitting a Patchwork Suite entry for you last season, I couldn't let you down this time around, so I've jumped aboard to write a variation of my own and nestled it here as the seventh in our sequence. This piece is little more than 2 minutes long, but it's undergone several transformations, so before we get into it, I'm going to retrace my steps a bit. The earliest version of this piece I began during my undergraduate music studies at Xavier University. I intended it to be one in a set of piano lullabies I was working on at the time, but I got about 8 bars in and got stuck, didn't like it, thought I'd trash it. My teacher at the time, however, advised me simply to set it aside and let it rest, with the idea that maybe it would unfold a little more naturally some other moment. Skip ahead a few years, and I pulled it back out with a mind to turn it into a Mother's Day dedication. Now, when I think Mother's Day, I think trillium, a woodsy wildflower with 3 marquee-shaped snow-white petals, occasionally with a pinkish blush to them. Springtime at my parents' farm meant waves of trillium on the forest floor, and so every Mother's Day, when my sibs and I were kids, some of us would embark on an early morning expedition to pick a bouquet of trillium for Mom as Dad prepared her a breakfast in bed. The reason I connected that particular sketch to Mother's Day is because it featured an open fifth interval that motored along in the accompaniment part, and the purity of that sound brought to my mind that pristine, almost velvety white of the trillium. So I started fleshing out the piece, and there were a few elements that I liked, but still, overall, not a fan. Felt like it was missing something. It felt choppy and rather clumsily cobbled together, just not quite ready to see the light of day. So, back into hibernation it went. Then in the summer of 2024, my husband and I set out to explore as many Pacific Northwest landscapes as we could reasonably pack into the span of one vacation. Several of our days we spent in Portland, the beautiful Rose City, and strolling about Portland one morning, we stumbled upon a mural of a bluebird perched atop a bowl that was filled, like a cornucopia, with flowers and berries and pine cones, all this set against a mountain backdrop. Also there, front and center, was a trillium. So that elusive musical sketch pinged into my mind once again, and when I returned home, here's what round 3 of composing looked like. Before I even touched the score, I drafted a few short verses with the hope of capturing as much as I could of that thrumming energy I felt emanating from the paint. The image showed this bowl of abundance, this cornucopia, being passed from the hands of an adult to those of a child, like a symbol of the next generation inheriting the earth. And in fact, the 2 mural artists to credit, Alex Chu and Jeremy Nichols, titled the work accordingly, Inheritance. I interpreted that vision with an interest in the sensory experience of nature and came up with the following lyrics. Dear child, I grant you this, this heirloom, treasure it. Bluebirds and trillium, Rose City's hearts have won. Take hold and don't give up. nothing more could I entrust. Sunny blossoms we all know, Rose City's spring hello. Listen close and you shall hear whispering winds upon the pier. Hallowed halls of Douglas fir, Rose City's soul astir. Lift your gaze up towards the sky, mountaintops up miles high. Mount Hood, our next of kin, Rose City's guardian. Yes, I will carry on, each day from dawn to dawn, pine cones and blackberries, Rose City's legacy. I initially set that text with Madame Sidney Pratton's lament by borrowing the opening two bars of her melody for the first line of each verse and altering that as I went, essentially just bumping it up a little higher here and there to demarcate phrases. Then I dropped that right on top of the accompaniment I had going. Ultimately, I decided to extract that text once again, but I like to think you can still kind of hear the lyric imprint. A brief shift into compound meters, for example, was my reflection on the whispering winds upon the pier, thinking also of that rocking feeling of waves. And to underscore Rose City's soul astir, well, that persistent fifth interval stirs once again. As it stands, the piece is quite literally a song without words. And in that way, I hope it to be a compliment to Madame Sidney Pratton's Song Without Words. So, that's the story. The piece has been hanging out with Dust Bunnies for almost 9 years. But hey, this series gave me a fun reason to brush it off and doctor it up with the help of another composer. This is Rose City, my take on an episode of life by Madame Sidney Pratton. Thank you. That was Rose City, another link in the Patchwork Suite Season 2, and I'd like to recognize once again the artists and masterminds behind the mural that inspired the piece, Alex Chu and Jeremy Nichols. We will have the exciting opportunity to hear from both of them directly next time on the Patchwork Suite. To learn more about the podcast or stream previous episodes on demand, visit WGTE.org or the mobile WGTE app.